if you weren't a hipster queen.
Hipster queen, hipster queen. She stole my heart and fled the scene. She rides her bike like a limousine. That tight jean hipster queen. You're always talking about his band, but have you ever seen him play? He takes you to his vintage boutique vinyl shop cafe. You used to like the Rolling Stones, but now they're too mainstream. That no good tattooed fashion pirate stole my.
Folks, you are listening to the Drew Marshall Show, and those are the sweet mellifluous tones of the old-fashioned, without a D. You guys came to my... I can't even remember who pointed y'all out to me. I just started talking like that just now, y'all out to me. But let's put Darcy to the mic right away. Darcy, are you considered the leader of this cult? Humbly so, you might say.
I suppose so, but not really. You know, like we're a collective, and we're definitely a full on democracy here. We don't make a decision on our own, that's for sure.
Right.
So we are definitely a six headed monster.
Right. Yeah. Who is the most rebellious person in the group? Who's
rebellious?
Got the most attitude?
Oh, for sure, cheap? Kurt.
Yeah, right.
Hands down, Kurt.
Yeah. I don't know who Kurt is.
Kurt's our bass player.
Oh, he is the most rebellious one. Yes, he came in with a little bit of cheek and some sarcasm. I like him. Yeah, it's good. It's good. So this is a collaborative effort. Who does stuff individually? You do, I know, Darcy.
Yeah, I've got my own stuff going on, and Melanie and Sarah both are singer songwriters as well in the Toronto area, and they can talk a bit about that.
Well, we all have side projects, actually.
Yeah.
This is the side project, really, for everyone. So Kurt teaches, and Robin plays around a lot. Kevin's got a million.
You can't say
plans.
Robin plays around a lot. Are you all, how do I say this, into this music, or did this music find you because you were a group?
You know, it's interesting. We started this band as a means of giving Kevin a chance to really hone his chops on the pedal steel.
Yeah.
And I came by it really like when my father was near the end of his life, and his favorite music was country music. And growing up, I'd listened to it, but of course, as a teenager, I kind of
hated it.
Yeah, shoved it aside. But as he was sort of nearing the end of his life, I learned a bunch of songs so that I could, you know, cheer him up and keep his mood light. And I found my way back into country music. So that's my story.
So when I grew up, I was forced to listen to country music, CFGM, Radio 13, whatever it was, out of Richmond Hill, I think. And my father would drive around. He's probably listening right now. Hi, Dad. Yes, you made me listen to country music. And it was the hurting stuff, right? And then the new country came along, and I actually had less respect for the new country because I heard these folks singing about stuff that anybody who lives in the country is like, seriously, if you are getting, you're working hard, you're getting dirty, you're throwing hay bales, you're digging post holes, and these new fancy folks in their new country music, they haven't broken a nail in their life, let me tell you. You know what I mean? So then I went old school again. I swung it all the way back around to what you guys are doing.
Whiskey and heartbreak.
Yeah.
You know, there's quite a bit more edge to the older country, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And alt country. I guess alt country was also one of my avenues back into this genre.
Yeah. But is alt country old country with young people playing it? Is that what makes alt country?
Yeah.
Is that it's old country with young people playing it?
But even more edge, I would say.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We had good friends of George Jones on the show last week. Peanut Montgomery wrote a lot of songs with George Jones. I mean, that guy could write a hurtin'. He'd make your roof leak with those songs. Just unbelievable stuff. Anyway, enough rambling here. What song are we going to do, guys?
We're going to do a song that Darcy wrote.
By the way, you know when I say guys, it's not...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sarah and I hang around with enough boys to be okay with that. Yeah, we're going to do a song that Darcy wrote called As We Go Down.
As We Go Down. All right. Well, folks, live on the Drew Marshall Show, The Old Fashioned. Freaking believable. Seriously, I didn't think we were going to be able to pull that off, but you guys sound so good. That is just wrong. Darcy, dude, you... I don't know, man. I don't know how to describe those vocals. I'm usually not... Like, I'm a radio guy. I'm not stuck for words. I can't even put it into a pocket. You've got... What do you say? So, I mean, have you sort of honed your vocals to kind of fit this genre? Have you kind of giddy up your voice, yee-hawed it a little bit? Or
I think so, yeah, a bit.
What did you sing before all this alt country thing or whatever? By the way, what are we calling this again? It's not alt country, is it?
Well, kind of. It's Americana.
Okay. Americana, okay.
Canadiana.
Yeah. Roots.
Okay.
Folk country.
Yeah, this isn't helping. But what did you sing before this stuff?
Like rock.
Right.
Yeah.
Beatles.
Beatles, a lot of Beatles.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know who that is. Yeah. Do you think that in the Canadian music scene that you guys get recognition or get snubbed?
Oh, I don't think
we've been around long enough to get
snubbed. Okay, maybe not you guys, but again, this by the way, why do bands have to have good-looking female singers? Ugly people can sing too, right?
No,
they can't.
No, apparently not.
Sorry, I was distracted. What was he saying? Yeah, so, no, is this this little ADD here. You know what ADD stands for, right? Attention Deficit. Boy, your hair looks good. I've said that joke way too many times. So, yeah, alt country, whatever, where, you know, all the things. Because it's really kind of hard to pin, it's hard to genreize, because, I mean, does it have the respect, this scene? Not you guys, but this scene,
absolutely.
Do you think?
I think so.
Yeah?
Especially in Toronto.
Yeah.
And Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
In Alberta, would you be bigger?
We might make more money at our gigs,
yeah,
just because there's more money out there.
Right.
Yeah,
it's a type of music that, like, I was force-fed country music growing up as well, and I hated it, and I swore that I would never listen to it,
yeah,
and then this kind of fell perfectly. But I think the scene in Toronto, especially with this type of country music, there's a lot of, like, respect for the old and respect for the classic country,
right,
probably out of rebellion against what's been overdone and too popped, you know, and too much radio and forced, yeah, in another way, you know. So we're going back to a respect to the past, and there's a lot of great musicians in Toronto who are playing close to the same style of music, maybe a little bit twangier, maybe a little bit less at times, but...
There's two names I'm trying to pull out of my... Well, one I know quite well. Love this girl, Danny Nash.
Yeah.
If you don't like Danny Nash, you got a problem.
Yeah.
She's just
right.
A great human being.
Oh, she's
I really
awesome.
Hope she heard me suck up like that. And Ginger St. James.
Yeah.
You know, another very talented... Actually, Ginger's going to come on the show in a few weeks and do her thing.
Yeah. It's all part of the family. You know?
Really?
Like, yeah, oh, yeah, totally.
You know, I grew up in Oakville, and I...
Oh, so you didn't even know what country music
exactly.
was.
Exactly. I wasn't even exposed to it, other than new country, which I hated.
Right.
And I grew up on dance music and hip-hop and top 40 and stuff. So, yeah. And it wasn't until I moved to Toronto to start being a musician,
yeah,
all of a sudden I met all these people that played country music, and that's what exposed me to it, and that's what got... I just started playing it. Like, I went to the city to get to the country.
That's a great song right there. You got to write that one. Went to the city to get to the country.
We'll have it done by the time we get to the restaurant.
All right. Well, let me read some of the professional promotional. By the way, this is one of the best blurbs. Who wrote? Did you write this on the website? Whatever.
Bio.
Yeah. The bio.
In-house publicist.
I love this. This is fantastic because I'm going to read this. It might bore you guys, but straddling the border between country and Americana, the Old Fashioned is the self-proclaimed best old country band this side of 40. You mean age?
Yeah.
Okay. But it might be 40th parallel. I don't know. Whatever.
Sure.
Their youthful take on vintage classics pay homage to the good old days where songs were played with real live instruments and stories were told from the heart and a whiskey in your hand. So you had me at that right there. Think vocals reminiscent of Hank Williams, Loretta Lynn, Emmylou Harris, CSNY-like harmonies, and a master pedal steel guitar player with a big old cowboy hat. At this particular point in time in the bio, I would like to stop and point out something.
Please.
Where's the cowboy hat, man?
Exactly.
You got a gay parade going on
Can
there.
Can we just tell the listeners, because this is, yeah, this is radio, so you don't know that Kevin has pretty much a beret on at the moment.
But it's not a raspberry.
No, it's a black beret.
Yeah.
And a navy, is that navy?
No,
black and white striped shirt.
Yep.
And in the green room, there's this wonderful vending machine that has a photo of like a nice maybe autumn day in Paris with the sun setting.
Take a picture of him.
We totally did. Yeah. So you can find that online on our social media. You can see where Kevin
That's fantastic.
Right.
And coincidentally, he's actually eating a baguette with Normandy butter on it.
Mon Dieu. What song are we going to do now, kids?
We're going to do Cried All Night.
Anything else you want to tell us about this song?
No. It's pretty self-explanatory. It's available. You can take it home with you for $10.
Fantastic.
And you can listen to it online. And so here we go.
All right. Again, live on the Drew Marshall Show, the old fashioned.
Ready? One, two, three, four.
The night you left my stomach ache, that slamming door left me wide awake. My confidence was a little out of shape, and I cried all night for you. You drink alone till you can't see straight. Well, this time, babe, I'm not taking the bait. And when you're gone, well, I'm really gonna hate, 'cause I cried all night for you. Ooh, baby, ooh, baby, you left me all alone. Just pick up the phone, just pick up the phone. Just pick up the phone. When I wake up and you're gone away, I'll probably call and you'll probably say, you're a lousy drunk, but I love you anyway, and I cried all night for you. Well, I laid awake in my empty bed, and my friends all say I should leave you for dead. But you have my heart, and I'm out of my head, and I cried all night for you. And I cried all night for you. And I cried all night for you.
Are you kidding me? Absolutely fantastic. Well done, guys. That is a, I heard that one before. I kind of, you know, when I did the research, that was my favorite one. Well, because there, you know, I know you've heard this a lot, Darcy, but there's certainly a CCR thing going on in that, right? That doesn't surprise you, does it?
I've actually never heard that
Yeah,
before.
I haven't heard that one.
Is this sarcasm?
No,
seriously.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. I can never tell when I'm being played. I'm so naive. All right, listen, we're going to take a wee short break on our show, but I want to give you the website, oldfashionedmusic.com, O-L-E, fashion music, not fashioned, oldfashionedmusic.com is where you want to go, and you can buy and support and go to their gigs. And do you sell anything else other than...
Oh, yeah, you know what? We should actually plug our gig right now.
You know how many artists come in here and forget to do this? What is with you guys?
Well, they don't have a publicist.
There we go. Yeah. There we go.
All right, so we play every Sunday night without fail at Opera Bob's, which is at Dundas and Ossington, right around the corner from the Great Dakota. And we are also, speaking of the Dakota, playing on June 11th. At the Dakota. It's kind of going to be a fun show. We're going to evoke the Grand Ole Opry there. We got some musical guests, and it's going to be a great old time.
Mm-hmm. It's actually our EP release.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hold on. You mean the thing I have in my hand here? Where's that
kiss? Yes. Yeah. Well, we've never celebrated it. We've never really launched it into the world. It's just like a little orphan right now, and
just kind of.
You know, we got to make it official.
Yeah.
Well, do you guys mind? Do you have a particular track? I'd like to play Stay. Is that okay if I play that next
as we
go out? All right, here we go, folks, on the Drew Marshall Show. One of my newest, greatest favorite bands ever here. I actually am becoming a fan. Like, I know I'm supposed to suck up and say nice stuff, but I'm going to have to come to your gig. Except I got to wait till the gardener gets all fixed. That's ridiculous.
I'm on June 11th.
Will it be fixed by then?
Take sure. Public transit.
Take.
I'll make a few calls. I'll make sure.
Okay. All right. Short break, folks. We'll be right back.
I just can't be a man if you turn away again. Stay.
stay, stay away from me. Oh, sweetest darling, go on, set me free. Stay, stay, stay away from me. Oh, so bad, honey, go on, set me free. You push, you pull, you locomotive queen. My engine's hot, but I'm running out of steam. Keep me up, let me down, you got me in your hands. I just can't be a man if you turn away again. Stay, stay, stay away from me. Oh, so much, darling, go on, set me free. Stay, stay, stay away from me. Oh, so bad, honey, go on, set me free. We started this game.
You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show, home of the squeaky boom on the microphone. Well done, guys. Fantastic. Very, very, very good. I wish there were more people in here to clap. Do you hear that thing?
No, we could have clapped ourselves.
Yeah, because nobody knows. Oh, and the crowd goes wild. Oh, that's awkward. Okay, so, girls, do you play any instruments? Because, like, in other words, what are you, just sing?
Sarah, you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm, like we talked about before, we all play in a lot of different bands,
yeah.
And I have a solo project, and I have a pop rock band called Hot Peach. I play electric guitar, and then I have a solo project that's just Sarah Burton, and I play acoustic guitar and piano. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like that? That was good, huh? Did you feel good just a little bit?
Just a little bit.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, well, okay. Oh, I'm the princess of Oakville. Not everybody knows that, but
right.
Yeah.
But. Wow. You know, there are many of those.
I know.
Princesses? Princess I? Yeah.
She's the official one.
Oh! No, you know what? Hold on, just before. Because I'd like to know if you play. No, let's do that first. Do you play instruments?
Yeah, I play guitar as well. I have.
Is this a segue? Why is he handing you the guitar?
Because I'm going to play guitar. Yeah. Well, you know, like normally we have Darcy on electric, and then one of us will pick up the acoustic.
Yeah.
And we kind of swap around a few instruments on stage. Darcy plays.
You're like Mumford and Sons. You just swap the instruments around.
Yeah. Mumford and Mums.
There's two girls in the group. So it begs the question: is someone dating or married someone? Are the relationships happening here?
No.
Really? How do you do that?
Well, I think just look at these guys.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Thanks, Robin.
No, but people want to know this, right?
Yeah,
well. Because they look up on stage, the women, they look at Darcy, they start to fall in love, and then they go, yeah, but he's probably with, you know, one of these two hotties.
Well, there is the on-stage marriage, we call it.
Uh-huh.
So, because we do a lot of duet stuff, it's an acting gig.
Right,
to a certain degree, and you know, we're acting out the songs as well. So there's definitely like that relationship on stage, but Darcy is happily spoken for.
Okay.
And
we don't need to go into that. Yeah. Go through the lineup.
Well, there was that. No.
Well, we could start a Plenty of Fish site for all the, you know, single members of the band.
Yes.
We could start it right here.
Or do like, what is this called? Alt Country for Jews, and go to J-Date and set up a site there. Have you ever seen that? Just thought I'd awkwardly bring up that whole thing. No, because you guys can make a lot of money at bar mitzvahs doing this.
Okay.
Seriously, they shell out a lot of coin for their celebrations.
I don't know. I've worked at a few bar mitzvahs.
No? Not good?
Okay. They have like electronic versions of the horror.
Wow.
Yeah, and the DJs that look like Backstreet Boys.
Wow. The electronic horror.
Yeah.
Just too many jokes, not enough time.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, what song are we doing here? Rescue Us Out
of
This.
Well, we thought we'd do one cover and do I'll Fly Away, which is a nice traditional number.
Little old traditional number. All right. Folks, again, live on The Drew Marshall Show. What are they called again? The Old Fashioned.
Some bright morning, when this life is over, I'll fly away to their home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. Walls, I'll fly. I'll
Take it away, General.
Johnny Cash would be so proud of you guys. June Carter, I mean, you guys just took that off the charts. Very, very well done, guys. Should we do the fake applause again?
Yeah.
Yes! Yes! Woot, woot. I'm kind of loving you guys. Oh, stop. Don't be silly. Don't be silly. By the way, hold on. I got to stop. I got to talk about the Steel for a second. So, my first Steel experience, Kevin, was, I think his name was Red Shea. Do you know that name at all? I'm not sure if it was, I know Red Shea played with Gordon Lightfoot. I'm not sure if he was the Steel player for him, right? But that's what, so I grew up with
Pee-wee
Charles. Thank you very much. They had all these kind of drinking names. I don't remember what it was. So what was it? Pee-wee Herman?
Pee-wee Charles.
Charles. Write that down. Charles. Okay. Anyway, that's where I kind of fell in love with that instrument, was back in the day, Massey Hall, Gordon Lightfoot, right? And, you know, the way Gord plays, it's perfect for steel because he only does three chords, right? So,
yeah, just gives him room to
room to fill in other stuff. Yeah. But this isn't something that you, as a kid, you go, hey, when I grow up, I want to, you know. How did this come into your lap?
I was a guitar player and I was in a band where it just sort of called for it.
Okay.
Some folky country stuff and, you know, they're not a cheap thing to start with. So
you're from Oakville as well?
I'm from Toronto. Country capital, right?
Yes, yeah. Well, so, and do you play with a few other groups, do you? Because, I mean, there can't be many of you.
Well, one thing that happens when you become competent on this instrument, the phone starts ringing.
Nice. Nice. So you're getting some gigs.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Once you get caught stealing, you can't turn.
That was a good Darcy joke.
Man.
Darcy's other talent.
Yeah.
Well, make distinction for Darcy.
Guys, thank you very, very much. I know it was a big effort to get y'all here and to get y'all's stuff up here and into the studio. So thank you. I really appreciate the effort. And as a thank you from our listeners, maybe our listeners could go to their website and buy stuff. Buy the EP. Buy the keychains and the frisbees and the...
Even better, just show up on Sunday night at Opera Bob's.
Yeah.
And you can buy stuff and meet us and...
That would be very cool.
Darcy will give you a kiss on the cheek.
Oh, easy now. Easy. That's worth the price of admission right there. All right, take us out with a little something-something, and we will say thanks to our listening audience for this point. What are we doing? What are we going out with, guys?
We're
going to
do Hipster Queen.
Love it.
All right.
Love it.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, four. The last time you walked through this door, I'd swear you were my friend. But since then, it seems I've become last year's fashion trend. Did you find them in the pages of your weekly magazine? When did you lose yourself and become a hipster queen? Hipster queen, hipster queen, she stole my heart and fled the scene. She rides her bike like a limousine, that tight jean hipster queen. You're always talking about your books, but do you read them to the end? 2020 vision, so how come you pretend? You wear your horn-rimmed glasses, but you don't need them to see. You'd say you were full of if you weren't a hipster queen. Hipster queen, hipster queen, she stole my heart and fled the scene. She rides her bike.